Hurricane Hermine brought 80-mile-per-hour winds, storm surge, and lots of downed trees, but no elections fiasco. The storm made landfall in St. Mark's just 3 days after polls closed. But just as the state has an emergency storm plan, there's an emergency elections plan as well. Chara Torres-Spellacy teaches election law at Stetson Law School. She says election day can be postponed in the event of a natural disaster, domestic emergency, or terrorist attack.
The governor can declare a state of emergency and can postpone an election for 10 days after it was originally scheduled or whenever is reasonably practical.
Then county elections officials go into overdrive, assessing the damage and organizing alternate polling places. Chris Chambliss is the president of the State Association of Election Supervisors. He says voting technology is a benefit in disaster situations, even if they have to pull out the backup generators.
So as the voter is processed through the electronic poll book, it produces the ballot as needed, specific for that individual and their registration. So it's far more doable today with technology than it was back then.
And there is some precedent for putting off elections. Chara Torres-Spellacy at Stetson experienced this firsthand 15 years ago on September 11th.
That was an election day for the city primary. And because of the attacks that happened early that morning, the mayor suspended the elections for that day.
And there's certainly evidence of storms bashing elections protocol, if not postponing them entirely. In late October 2012, Hurricane Sandy caused extensive flooding and $50 billion in damage, some to polling places. Hurricane Charley in August 2004 wreaked havoc on Southwest Florida as well. The hardest-hit areas were forced to find new precincts, and presidential candidates cut their schedules in the state, spurring speculation of how the storm affected voter turnout and sentiment. Aubrey Jewett is a political science professor at the University of Central Florida.
Bad weather on Election Day, and particularly if it lasts for several days as you're heading into Election Day, it almost always depresses turnout, at least to some degree.
The odds of a hurricane making landfall on Election Day are pretty low. That being said, hurricane season does extend through the end of November, making it a possibility, however small. Fernita Tolson is a voting rights professor at Florida State's College of Law.
It is a possibility. Sandy didn't happen on Election Day either, but it happened really, really close to Election Day. And, you know, Hermine happened close to the primary. So all of these things are possibilities, but our policies only change in response to bad things actually happening.
The last really bad thing that actually happened in Florida politics? The presidential election in 2000, Bush versus Gore. As bizarre as the 2000 political storm was, Aubrey Jewett at UCF can imagine a meteorological storm bashing the state as well.
After researching Florida politics for over 20 years, nothing would surprise me. And so, you know, if we had a hurricane on Election Day, that would just be one more thing that we could talk about. Hey, only in Florida, who could have guessed?
Election Day is November 8th, and hurricane season ends November 30th. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.